This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Stressa with the news, the headlines first. CPN UML's ongoing Central Committee meeting continues discussions on parties' organizational structure and other issues. National Assembly forwards Federal Civil Service Bill and Citizenship Second Amendment Bill to Legislative Management Committee for clause-wise discussion. Around 200 settlements in Gulmit District at high risk of floods and landslides, and at least 15 people die from starvation in Gaza over the last 24 hours. 28 countries call for an end to Israel's war on Gaza. Now the news in detail. Discussion continues on the matters concerning the former President Bidyadevi Bhandari and party organization in today's meeting of the Central Committee of the ruling CPN-UML. Party Publicity Department Chief Rajendra Gautam informed the media at a press conference that in the second day of the meeting at the UML Central Office in Chasal of Lalitpur, 58 Central members aired their opinions on Party Vice Chair Vishnu Prasad Paudal's statute amendment proposal and General Secretary Sankar Prasad Pokhrel's organizational report. In the first day yesterday, 49 Central members had put their remarks on the proposals. Still, some Central members have yet to deliberate on the documents presented in the meeting. Gautam informed that in today's meeting, the Central members put their opinions on the matters, including former President Bidyadevi Bhandari's return to UML's active politics party membership. The Central members also highlighted the issues related to government's performance and price inflation in the meeting. The meeting of the National Assembly has forwarded the Civil Service Bill and the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill to the Legislation Management Committee for clause-wise discussion. Federal Affairs and General Administration Minister Bhagwati Nyopane on today's meeting proposed that the Federal Civil Service Bill received with a message from the House of Representatives be sent to the committee for detailed deliberation. The proposal was unanimously approved by the Assembly. A total of 16 amendment proposals, both individual and joint, were registered by 43 members of the National Assembly regarding the bill. Similarly, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak proposed that the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2081, also received from the House of Representatives, be sent for clause-wise discussion to the Legislation Management Committee. This proposal, too, was unanimously endorsed. Around 200 locations in Gulmit District are at high risk of floods and landslides. According to the District Disaster Preparedness and Response Plan 2082, the statistics were made public as part of the district's disaster planning. The District Disaster Management Committee has estimated that more than 22,000 people could be affected by floods and landslides during the monsoon season. Among all areas, Musikot municipality has been identified as the most vulnerable to such disasters. In Musikot, 10 locations are at risk of flooding, while 16 are vulnerable to landslides. A delegation led by Chairman of the China International Development Cooperation Agency, CIDCA, Chen Xiandong, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today. The Prime Minister's Secretariat said during the meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwata, in the meeting, Prime Minister Oli expressed gratitude to the Chinese government for prioritizing the construction of physical structures damaged at the border between the two countries in Rasuagari due to the recent flash floods, and mentioned that the Nepali side has also expedited the necessary efforts to that end. He emphasized the need to move forward without interruption in the operation of the Kimathanga and other border transit points with China, as well as in the projects under the Belt and Road Initiative framework to make Nepal land linked from being landlocked. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has said that it was not enough for Nepal Telecom to reach all districts in theory. During a discussion on the Annual Budget and Program of NTC and NTA for Financial Year 2025-26 held at the Ministry today, the Communication Minister said the work of bringing 4G network to every household and expanding 5G network should begin immediately. In addition, Minister Gurung urged not to delay in the expansion of telecommunications as problems with the internet and telephone will make it difficult to realize the government's digital framework objectives and create challenges to maintaining digital good governance. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Play Store वा App Store बाट सजिले नेपाल टेलिकम को App डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ.
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The 43rd Memorial Day of the first elected Prime Minister B.P. Koirala has been celebrated today by organizing various programs across the country, recalling B.P. contributions to Nepal's political, literary and social sectors. Born on the 24th of Nepali month Bhadra, 1971 Bikram Sambad, B.P. Koirala is known as the founder of the political party Nepali Congress. Koirala became the first elected Prime Minister of Nepal in Nepali month of Jyeshta in 2016 Bikram Sambad after the parliamentary selection, rather elections of 2015 Bikram Sambad. Koirala passed away on the 6th of Shravan in 2039 Bikram Sambad. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Hospitals in Gaza have recorded 15 deaths, including those of 4 children in Gaza due to starvation and malnutrition over the past 24 hours amid Israel's blockade on the Strip, the Palestinian Ministry of Health said in a statement. According to Al Jazeera, that brings the total number of hunger-related deaths in the Strip to 101, including 80 children since Israel launched its war on Gaza in October 2023. Similarly, 51 Palestinians, including 14 aid seekers, are reported to have been killed in Israeli attacks across Gaza since dawn on Tuesday. On Monday, 28 countries, including the United Kingdom, Japan, and numerous European nations, issued a joint statement calling on Israel that the war on Gaza must end now, marking the latest example of intensifying criticism from Israel's allies. Iranian Minister of Foreign Affairs Abbas Araghchi has said that Tehran cannot give up on its uranium enrichment program, which was severely damaged by waves of U.S. and Israeli airstrikes last month. Al Jazeera cited the foreign minister as saying it is now stopped because damages are serious and severe, but obviously they cannot give up their enrichment. Araghchi said Iran is open to talks with the United States, but that they would not be direct talks for the time being. Araghchi's comments were part of an interview aired on Fox News. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati and Kandaki provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi, Bagmati and Kandaki provinces. There is also a possibility of light to moderate snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPNUML's ongoing Central Committee meeting continues discussions on party's organizational structure and other issues. National Assembly forwards Federal Civil Service Bill and Citizenship Second Amendment Bill to Legislative Management Committee for close-wise discussion. around 200 settlements in Gulmi district at high risk of floods and landslides, and at least 15 people died from starvation in Gaza over the last 24 hours. 28 countries call for an end to Israel's war on Gaza. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.